Introduction to Color, or An Easy Path Towards a Masterful Mastery of Mixing Colors. There are three parts to swiftly creating a work of art. Getting the shapes right, which is accomplished by a wall projector or the grid method. Selecting correct colors by placing a pane of glass over the source photo and mixing paint to match, and styling and improving details, which requires studying one's favorite works of art and learning from them. Getting the shape correct is very easy, especially if one's wall projector is connected to a computer, and the source image can be manipulated in a photo editing program. To, for example, highlight shadows and midtones via adjusting contrast, or explore a simplified version of the colors via the posterize filter. But a path towards a mastery of color is something else entirely. It is almost mathematical. For example, applying a vibrance filter to a source image will change some colors in one way and others in another. This is a mathematical operation, a precise filter with a proper algorithm that will be difficult to recreate manually by hand. Such a thing would likely belong to the third step, the stylization process, and probably as a glazing technique, where a transparent color is applied to a nearly complete painting to give it a more beautiful feel. Things, of course, get easier in time, but in the beginning, color poses a magnificent challenge, especially when you have your shape ready and you just want to see the beautiful portrait over and done. It is not so easy. But there is a way. To understand color really fast, we must leap into the world of digital painting. I recommend using an open source and free program called Krita. But unfortunately, I must discourage you from using a mouse. A mouse cannot be used for digital painting. You will need a $30 or $50 digital pen and tablet. It's really important, and it makes a world of difference. Please, do not use the mouse for painting. It will trick you into thinking that you are not an artist, and that's just wrong. Aside from being able to adjust the hue and saturation and darkness, along with a few other things, and having some photo processing filters to play with, here I recommend Gimmick. You can load your source image into the Reference Images tool, move your source image over your canvas and set it to low opacity, and then use the color picker. No matter how transparent your reference image, the color picker will always sample colors from your reference image and never your canvas. This will give your color picker an incredible power. Whenever you need the correct color in some spot, you hold your control key and tap your pen to sample it from the semi-transparent reference image stretched over your canvas. There is no better introduction to color than working through a portrait with the ability to quickly grab the correct color. I repeat, there is no better introduction to color than working through a unique portrait with the ability to very quickly grab the correct color. Here you will discover how hue and tone must vary, and how some areas of the face are rosier than others. You may wish to assemble a simplified palette upon a finished painting just to see the bare minimum colors you needed in the first place. You will soon make discoveries that the color wheel or months spent practicing mixing your own colors simply cannot provide you with. For one, aside from a broad range of skin tones, colors have themes that go far beyond warmth or coolness. A digital painting program will take you on an expedition to absolutely master color in your own way and without any distraction or interruptions. You may choose to stay in the digital world, or take your newfound color intuition, if not downright superpower, to mixing the perfect color on glass and then refining the process to master the painter's palette. To put it simply, digital painting provides you with an easy on-ramp to a masterful mastery of color.